Cab drivers in London have found themselves the focus of much attention this week. The city's top taxi regulator suggested the cabbies could use some lessons in customer service. The regulator said London cabbies are among the great characters you meet in the city, but perhaps, he said, they could do better when it comes to knowing when to keep their mouths shut. London cabbies are indeed known for their verbal prowess. So, not surprisingly, the regulator's comments set off a round of discussion among Londoners for or against the driver's gift of gab. The World's Alex Collins met up with a London taxi driver to see what he thought of all the fuss.
What's your name?
Rodden.
How long have you been a cabbie for?
Oh, 36 years.
And you're a blabberer?
Oh, blimey, I like a good rabbit, yeah. Some people don't want to speak to, some do. Some don't want to speak to, they close the window on you. Or you look in the mirror, and one minute they're talking to you, the next minute they're reading something off a bit of paper, so you realise, and that gives you the inclination they don't want to speak to you.
I was going to say, do you sort of work it out when to sort of keep your mouth shut?
Well, it depends. No, I try and make conversation with people. The job's boring enough as it is, but it's nice to speak to people. Because one of my biggest problems is that I talk about politics, which is most probably one of the worst things you could ever speak about, isn't it?
And have you ever had an encounter where someone said to you, could you please shut up?
Well, I've had people when they start talking about certain things and they dislike it, especially if, depending what what side of the politics you're on. Because if you start talking about your party you support, they don't like it and they support the Labour Party. I've had them sling the money on the floor, throw it in, don't give it to you. They actually sling it in, throw it on the carpet.
So you'll give out your personal opinions
politics? Yeah, of course I do. I don't hold nothing back. I speak as I find people.
What about, isn't that a bit unprofessional, though?
Well, not really. No, I don't think so. I mean, if you can't have a conversation about something without getting into a battle with somebody, I mean,
And have you actually had any Barneys with any of
I've had a few disputes with people, yeah.
About what, then, other than politics?
Well, I go on about the roadworks in London, and it drives me insane. You know, day after day after that, some people say, oh, you're having a bad day, driver. I say, well, because I'm having a bad day, so would you? If you were driving around this 12 hours a day, you'd be having a bad day as well, wouldn't you? Blimey, I tell you, if you had some of the people we get in the cab, I mean, I rattle on about certain things. I have people getting in, they spout on all their life story, tell you all their life, especially women tell their life story, and they're sitting in tears in the back of the cab. I think, dear, what have I got here? You know what I mean?
That was Ron, a talkative London cabbie since 1974. He spoke with the World's Alex Collins. The day's top stories are coming up on PRI.